This is GQDN for Thursday, October 17th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, people. Excellent, excellent, excellent stuff. If you do, put in the promo code QUEST and you will get 25% of your purchase. As long as you get that stuff. It is getting close to gift times. You can purchase them as a gift too. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. We're just going to get right down to it, guys. Because the Xbox partner preview dropped today, right about 1 o'clock. So 2 hours before this recording. And according to IGN, here's everything that did drop. Wu Chang, Fallen Feathers. That'll be coming 2025. And that had some gameplay with some elements that looked like the Black Myth Wukong. And that'll be coming to Xbox Series X and S and Game Pass. So we'll see what's coming there. There's a multiplayer game that's called FBC Firebreak. And that comes from Remedy Entertainment. And this will be a three-player co-op game that will take place in the same universe as Control and Alan Wake. This game will be coming to Xbox Series X and S, PC, and Game Pass next year. Speaking of Alan Wake, Alan Wake 2 DLC, The Lake House, got another preview to it. And the new DLC will be arriving in 5 days. So if you haven't played the sequel of Alan Wake, you might want to get to it. You got 5 days. Now there's also Chronos, The New Dawn was also announced. And this will be a new sci-fi horror game from the Bloober team. And there was a trailer for the game that did feature a BioShock type of person. And it looks like a BioShock type game. And we got a new Like a Dragon trailer. Pirate Yakuza got the trailer. And it does have the Hawaii elements to it. So right now, this part of the game will be launching February 21st, on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox consoles. Then we get to a little bit of some side-scrollers, namely Animal Well, that is now available on Xbox. And it is a bit of a puzzle game, but you can play it right now on your Xbox console. Blind Fire, yes, now has early access that is available today. And this is a team shooter that does have some hooded figures and some neon lights. Now, if you like Mickey Mouse and Cuphead, you might like this one too. Mouse PI for Hire will be coming next year. It is done in black and white, and it is a first-person shooter. So if you like the FPS, this one does look pretty interesting. It'll be coming to Xbox and PC sometime next year. And another one that's going to be coming sometime next year is Eden's Zero. And this is part of the Magna Hiro Mishima, which is the author of The Fairy Tale and Rave Master. But Xbox showed a trailer of Eden's Zero that did show up some of the characters and their powers. Now this is a space adventure from Konami, and they will be coming to Xbox Series X and S and PC in 2025. Eternal Strands will be coming early next year as well. Now this game has some nature elements to it, so you can fight with fire, ice, and a giant sword. And this game will be coming to Xbox and PC early next year. Mistfall Hunter is also announced for 2025. And this is a soul-like game. And this will be a new game that comes from Berlin Games. And it has some elements similar to Elden Ring. So the Mistfall Hunter will also be coming to Xbox Series X and S and PC next year. That'll go along with Wheel World. And that'll be a bicycle racing game. Now, Wheel World has some cartoon-like style. And they'll have some different bike options. And you'll be racing through some colorful lens. Once again, that comes early next year. Phasmophobia will also be coming to Xbox in a few days. And that is a popular online co-op game. And that'll be showing up October 29th. Because the reveal trailer did show up some horror elements. So if you like horror, you can get that one. But if you like Subnautica, Subnautica 2 now has early access. Well, it will next year. They show up a trailer for that one, and that will be coming in 2025. And else, like I said, I got a trailer because it showed a little bit of what you can expect next year. Now we're going to do a couple more stories, because going over to the PlayStation side, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, one of the former bosses of PlayStation said that we need some AA games back here. And that was Sean Layden, because he was talking about the disappearance of the lower budget, the AA games, in favor of the AAA games. And that was reported by GameIndustry.biz, because Layden did sound an alarm about the industry's obsession with blockbusters. And he was arguing that relying on the big budget games is why we're getting a lot of repetitiveness for copycats. So here's what he said, quote, "The finance guys who drew the line say, well, if Fortnite made this much money in this amount of time, my Fortnite knockoff can make this in that amount of time. We're seeing a collapse of creativity in games today with studio cancellation and the high cost of production. If you're going to pitch me your AA game and in the first two pages of your deck is your monetization and revenue subscription scheme, I'm out. Your first page has to be, this game needs to be made, and here's why," end quote. But lastly, my Nintendo News said, Sega's gonna open a store alongside the Nintendo Tokyo Capcom store and the Pokemon Center. And Sega did reveal that in an interview. And the Sega's transmedia boss, Justin Scarpone, did talk to VGC. Here's what he said, quote, "Our portfolio is very broad, but the common thread is Sega brand. Sega already has a surprising amount of fandom as a brand, and we need to look after those fans and offer new experiences to them, while putting the stamp on Sega on it more proudly. If you go retail today, you don't see Sega enough. For example, we're opening Sega store next summer in Tokyo's Parco. There will be a Sega store. We're also going to be doing a similar project in Shanghai, where we'll have a store there as well via partner." Interesting. Too bad we don't have that stuff in America. But what if they could? Oh well. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Maybe the fallout of what was announced today. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, go play some games, people. Thank you.